Good evening and welcome to the Prime Evening News for today, Wednesday, January 27th, 2016. I'm your presenter, Richie Ferrol, and here are the headlines. Past Foreign Affairs Minister Francis Osborne Rivière leaves DLP and says his former colleagues abandoned him. Talk show host Angelo Allen laments Dominicans' lack of reading causes politicians to fool them very easily. CHTA warns officials not to overstate or downplay the risks associated with serious infectious diseases. Airlines offering refunds on tickets to countries affected by the Zika virus and migrant crisis. EU threatens Greece over border controls. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited. The details of these and more stories coming up.
It's a new year, and you could afford to change a few things. With Courts Ready Finance, you can afford to get what you need now and do it all with nothing to pay until March. With Ready Finance, you get payment protection against redundancy, disability, death and loss of item due to natural disaster, fire, flood, or theft. So this year, you could afford to change a few things with Ready Finance. From Courts, bringing value home.
Welcome back. The Sun Dominica newspaper has published the following article based on an interview with Francis Osborne Rivière, former Dominica Labour Party government foreign affairs and trade minister, which indicates he has slammed his former colleagues in an exclusive interview with The Sun. Rivière said the government that he was a part of has now left him to fend for himself in difficult health circumstances. The article further stated as follows. Rivière, 83, who retired from active politics in 2005, recently underwent eye surgery in Cuba and on his return home suffered two major strokes. His speech is now impaired and his left side is partly paralyzed. When you are sick, that is when you know who your friends are, Rivière said. A man like Ambrose George, who I used to assist in the Bafe State area, is yet to come see me and doesn't know if I am alive. When you have friends like that, you don't need enemies. They just forget me totally. I was in the hospital when I came from Cuba and a guy next to me that I don't know at all said he expected people from the Labour Party to come visit me. I responded saying, you see how it is in life. The first week that I came back from Cuba, I had two strokes. I am not bothered about these guys. I don't take those things to heart because if I was, I would have been dead already. Mr. Rivière said he was never part of Prime Minister Skerrit's inner circle and he has paid the price. I never knew that he was that type of person. Selfish, he stated. Those two fellows, Skerrit and Vince Henderson, he said, are nothing easy and bad for the country. They were in a hurry and I can tell you that it was a mistake to make him Prime Minister of Dominica. But I think we are better off with Skerrit as Prime Minister than Vince. It would have been worse for us, he stated. Those two fellas were in a hurry in the political world. This country is lost, Rivière stated. A close friend of late Prime Minister Pierre Charles Rivière said his friend was crooked and that he must now be moving in his grave given the allegations of corruption now being levelled at his Labour Party government. I was very strong on the issue of corruption and so those guys did not like me. In fact, they had their little gangs in Dublin and Bioche against me. I had it rough, Rivière stated. Rivière added, we broke diplomatic relations with Taiwan and went to China. And up till now, the people of the country do not know the reasons. Mr. Skerrit is running the country via remote control, he said. In fact, I don't even know who is running the country. I am sorry for the Prime Minister. Describing himself as currently a political, Rivière disclosed that he is no longer a member of the Dominica Labour Party. Nonetheless, he asked for medical assistance from the government to return to Cuba for medical attention, and he was told that he had to apply. I am a former government minister, and that is what I was told, Rivière said. Many calls to DLP President Peter Sejar for a response to Rivière's charges were not answered or returned. And the chairman of the ECCB Monetary Council, the Honorable Victor F. Banks, will introduce the new governor of the ECCB, Mr. Timothy N.G. Antwine, as the newly installed governor, who will then have his first engagement with the regional media. New governor of the Eastern Caribbean Central Bank, ECCB, Mr. Timothy N.J. Antwine, will engage media practitioners in the Eastern Caribbean Currency Union, ECCU, on Monday, February 1st, from 3:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. at the Malton Moving Conference Center, ECCB headquarters in St. Kitts and Nevis. The event will be transmitted via video conference to the ECCB agency offices. And a report by the United Nations Economic Commission for Latin America and the Caribbean disclosed that Dominica's economy was the most sluggish in the region, having contracted by 2.7% in 2015. Radio talk show host Angelo Allen believes that most people in Dominica do not read sufficiently, which makes it easy for politicians to fool them because they will easily accept whatever politicians say to them.
It's easy for a politician to just come and be scandalous, be outrageous, and, you know, just say anything. Because people don't read, they wouldn't research, they wouldn't find anything, they wouldn't find you out. Needless to say that, in Dominica, where most people don't read, you can get away with it as the government, one guy. Just tell them Dominica is booming, and then you'll have people out there in the streets ready to hurt people for you saying Dominica is booming. Yeah, it's just a blatant lie. And
Mr. Allen compared Dominica's weekly newspaper circulation to other Caribbean islands whose newspapers circulate daily. He stressed that many Dominicans do not enjoy reading, and that is apparent in the sale of only two local newspapers once weekly.
Most people do not enjoy reading, and I say so based on the sales of newspapers, the circulation of newspapers in general. We can tell based on other countries, any of these countries above Dominica. Go to any of these countries, Antigua and Barbuda, Haiti, Guyana, Belize, St. Lucia, Bahamas, Jamaica, St. Vincent, Barbados, Dominican Republic. Go to any of these countries. They have more than one daily newspaper. More than one daily newspaper. Dominica does not have one daily newspaper. We have two papers on island. One comes out every Monday. The news is never fresh. One comes out every Friday. The news is always stale. So, and then after you get it this Friday, wait 8 days again. And you get more news from the other paper. Wait 8 days to the next Monday. You get some news. So again, it tells you, it's based on those critical facts that I am saying that we in Dominica, most of us, don't enjoy reading.
And the CHTA is advising health authorities and officials concerned to refrain from downplaying the risks associated with infectious diseases, as this could lead to higher rates of preventable infections. They also advise against overstating the risks to avoid panic or any lack of public trust after the fact, as this can have long-lasting effects. CHTA says it is always good to provide timely, adequate, and appropriate information regarding the nature of the disease, the types of interventions to be implemented, and the reasons for these interventions. CHTA recommends having the proper balance and avoid politically polarizing positions on health matters, adding further that Caribbean countries have an obligation to reduce the risk of ill health that people might impose on each other within as well as across our borders. CHTA concludes that accurate recording of the number of cases as well as their distribution across the country are significant matters that need to be reported to the country as well as to CAFA. And physical planner and executive member of the Management Committee for the National Physical Development Plan, NPDP, Annie Edwards, has announced that within 6 months, an intense campaign will be conducted to inform the general public of the various projects to be undertaken by the Physical Planning Division.
I just want to announce here that there's another component that's very important, and that is the public awareness component. At this point, I'd like to introduce Kenny Green. He is contracted by the Caribbean Development Bank. He's contracted as a public education and communication consultant. And so over the next 6 months, we'll see a very intense public awareness program being rolled out. This will consist of a jingle, talk shows, town hall meetings, TV ads, billboards, and also a Facebook page. The intent is to make this National Physical Development Plan a household name, We want all adults, kids, everybody to be talking about it so that when it's finalized and adopted by government, everybody will, you know, defend it and really feel that they are part of it. At this point, I just want to thank the Caribbean Development Bank, which is the main sponsor of this project. And also the OECS came on board to assist. So they are sponsoring the public awareness program and also the training program that took place in November. And most importantly, we want to thank the government of Dominica. They're funding the staff. We also got a vehicle for the project.
In more news, Dominica's Chief Environmental Health Officer Anthony Scotland is blaming the outbreak of the Zika virus on the failure of affected countries to control the spread of the mosquitoes. Scotland says if the virus was to appear in Dominica, one of the key measures will be to suppress the spread of the Aedes aegypti mosquito, which transmits the virus.
Aedes aegypti, because even by last year, I tell you to declare war on Aedes aegypti. Whoa, yeah, it's a mosquito. That is, I mean, the battle has been going on, say, mostly for the last 60, 70 years, trying to manage and control Aedes aegypti. Our emphasis in Dominica over the years has been putting some emphasis on Aedes. Some people always tell me about mosquito. But mosquito is not mosquito. It has different ones that spread diseases to man. And it's not a malaria, it's not anopheles that spread diseases, it's Aedes. So we have to consider on how to manage Aedes aegypti. And that is the thing that over the last maybe over 50, 60, 70 years in the Caribbean, we have not been able to manage the Aedes aegypti population.
Meantime, Scotland says there was an outbreak of the chikungunya virus following the 2014 carnival celebrations, and he is seeing the same this carnival. He says, however, plans are being put in place to monitor persons entering the country for the carnival celebrations.
We had an explosion of chikungunya after carnival. In 2014, this morning I was talking to one of my officers. I tell him I seen the same trend in that these infections, virus infections, they're moving along the China Islands, and now Dominica, basically people gonna be coming from all over into Dominica. Most likely infections will come with them. So that's why at the port of entry we try to reduce our population by fogging and larviciding, make sure that we have the population around the in terms of 400 meters around the airports and seaports, that these areas should be kept as low as possible in terms of Aedes aegypti population. Also, we're looking at giving passengers alert cards that will tell them what they need to do in case they observe that they get any symptoms and signs of that disease.
That was Dominica's Chief Environmental Health Officer, Anthony Scotland. An Assistant Superintendent of Police, Richmond Valentine, is advising vendors to refrain from erecting bars and vending in the vicinity of the Windsor Park Sports Stadium and the Ministry of Finance without a permit. Valentine says this is a violation of the Small Vendors Act of the Commonwealth of Dominica, and all vendors wishing to vend within the city of Roseau must first obtain a permit.
Recently, vendors have been converging and erecting bars on the sidewalk on Bass Road in the vicinity of government headquarters and the Windsor Park Sports Stadium. This practice must cease immediately because it is a violation of the Small Charges Act of the Commonwealth of Dominica. Vendors wishing to do business within the city limits must first obtain a permit.
And in more news, opposition leader Honorable Lennox Linton claims he does not disagree with the ambassador Vince Henderson. However, he questions how quickly former Nigerian Minister Alison Madueke was given a diplomatic passport. He stated no matter how wonderful the citizenship by investment program may be, he says there is something odd about the due diligence boasted of.
I'm not in disagreement of anything that Mr. Henderson has to say, except that the proof of the pudding is in the eating. So that when you talk about all of this due diligence that you have and how wonderful your program is, and then you have a diplomatic passport from the Commonwealth of Dominica and a diplomatic engagement in the form of Trade and Investment Commissioner going to Alison Madueke within a few days of meeting Skerrit in May of 2015. I'm saying that there's something odd about that sort of due diligence that you boast of.
In more news, some airlines, including those serving the Caribbean, have started offering refunds to passengers who had been booked to fly to countries where cases of the Zika virus have been confirmed. United Airlines, American Airlines, and British Airways are allowing passengers to back out of travel. So far, the mosquito-borne virus has surfaced in Barbados, Bolivia, Brazil, Colombia, Ecuador, El Salvador, French Guiana, Guadeloupe, Guatemala, Guyana, Haiti, Honduras, Martinique, Mexico, Paraguay, Panama, Puerto Rico, Saint Martin, Suriname, and Venezuela. Even though international health authorities have indicated that Zika will likely spread to all countries in the Americas. And Greece has seriously neglected its obligations to control the external frontier of Europe's passport-free Schengen zone, the European Commission says in a draft report. The assessment found failures to register, check, and fingerprint migrants arriving in November. Greece is now likely to be given 3 months to rectify the situation. If it does not improve, the EU may recommend other Schengen states to reintroduce temporary border controls. And that's the Prime Evening News, but first a recap of our headlines. Past Foreign Affairs Minister Francis Osborne Rivière leaves DLP and says his former colleagues abandoned him. Talk show host Angelo Allen laments Dominicans' lack of reading causes politicians to fool them very easily. CHTA warns officials not to overstate or downplay the risks associated with serious infectious diseases. Airlines offering refunds on tickets to countries affected by the Zika virus and migrant crisis. EU threatens Greece over border controls. The news was brought to you through the very kind compliments of Quartz Dominica Limited. Remember, if you've missed any of our news packages, log on to our website. It's www.q95da.com to view the stories or click the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. On behalf of the entire news team here at Q95, I've been your presenter, Richie Farrell, with the Q95 news team, wishing you a pleasant evening.